And at this time, if we could have the children come up for our children's message. Good morning, everyone. I guess it's just us four today. Or wait, us four. Us five. But welcome, everyone. I guess I have a question for you. You know, you're in a group right now, right? And I guess the question is for you today, as our children's sermon title is will be entitled The Greatest, right? The Greatest. And as you're in a group today, I want you to figure out who is the greatest between yourselves. Who is the great? Is it Emily or Avery or Elliot or Zoe? Who's the greatest? I know. Yes. God. Yes, God is the greatest. Now, you know, in our text today, we see the disciples. What were they doing? They were arguing over who was the greatest. Now, what do you think they were saying amongst themselves? It never says in the Bible, but what do you think it would say? Anyone? I know that's a tough guess. But what do you think the disciples were saying? Do you think they were saying, I'm greater than you. I'm greater than you. I'm better than you. I'm closer to God than you. Do you think that's what they were saying? Probably, right? But I guess the question for you today is, why, as you said, or you said, God and Jesus, why are they the greatest? Why are they the greatest? Why is God so great? Yes, because Jesus takes away our sins. No matter how great you think you are, and you know, we all have great things about us, right? I know you guys swim. I know you guys are all good at school, and you have a lot of friends, and you're the light of Christ to all the world. But even in that greatness comes from Jesus, right? Jesus, that greatness is his work upon the cross for your sins. Because we as sinners can't save ourselves. We can't escape death without Christ. We can't be saved without Christ. We can't be rescued from sin, death, and the power of the devil without Christ. It's all about Jesus. And today, we celebrate the greatest gift to us, and that is Jesus Christ. And I pray that you guys remember that, because through all things, though we fall short, there Jesus is to die on the cross, and on the third day, rise again for us. And this is the greatest work for you, whether you're 8 years old or 10 years old or 9 years old. As you grow, that great work never changes, because this gospel is for you. So remember that this day. Let us pray. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day as we are with your children. Bless them in your great work. Lead them by your body and blood shed on the cross for their sins. And Lord, though the devil may continue to tempt and throw his fiery darts, may you give them faith to trust in your holy word. May your light shine through them as they continue to live according to your name. And may they be the beacons of light to this world. For all these things we are thankful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.